You are listening to Lealure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
I'd like you to revisit a little bit the other day. As you find yourself getting more and more comfortable, and at this point, I would be highly surprised if you just didn't know what your trance felt like and could go there. I would like you to notice that when you hear, you can find yourself dropping down more deeply. When I say go down more deeply, with or without a click, you can find yourself going down more deeply in that time and place too. You can come up every time you breathe in and let that act as a little bit of fractionation for you. And in the meantime, I'd like you to remember that thing in the modality that you liked best. So if you like to find yourself thinking about something visually, you imagine a thing or you stare at a thing. If you like to process things auditorially, you find yourself thinking about your favorite band, for example. If you like to feel a thing, do your very best to allow yourself to feel a thing. If that's helpful, to put your hands on your body in any way, go ahead and do that. And to allow yourself to imagine that thing in whichever sense is your strongest one, as powerfully as you know how. And while you do that, I'd like you to notice that perhaps, as you find yourself focusing on a thing that you really, really love, that perhaps that thing that you really, really love can become your particular version of a control room. I'd like you to think about what that might mean. As you allow that one sense to take over as powerfully and as strongly as possible, and then you pay attention, and perhaps you can notice that if you're listening to a thing, that perhaps you can turn the volume up or down. Perhaps you can speed up or slow down, rewind, fast forward what it is that you're hearing. If you are seeing a thing, perhaps you'll notice that you can adjust the motion of it, or the size of it, the brightness of it. And if you are feeling a thing, perhaps you'll notice that you can affect the sensitivity of it by increasing it or decreasing it. Whether or not you actually have a panel or a control room around you, let your unconscious mind, as it takes this suggestion in, think about all the times or ways, in fact, that you might have already done this sort of thing without even being aware of it consciously. It took me a long time before I realized that when I sleep at night, my unconscious mind turns my hearing down. Or at least that's what it seems like to me. Because when I wake up in the morning, everything is very quiet, and then slowly and gradually, I begin to hear more and more of the world around me. So I know that on some level, I have that capacity to do a thing. I wonder if you can imagine yourself doing that right now. If you are seeing a thing, I wonder if you can allow your eyes to speed up faster than the world around you. Can you imagine what that would be like to let your eyes speed up? If your unconscious mind can let your eyes speed up and then you can look around you, it might look like everything else around you is in slow motion. Richard Bandler did that with a younger girl who did not know any sort of martial arts, and some, I believe, trained martial artists, adjusting her eyes, and then having her go to the mat with them. And she said it was like they were moving in slow motion, and she was easily able to move out of their way. I've always been fascinated by that kind of story about our abilities, our collective abilities as humans to do a thing so fascinatingly. Go ahead and drop down more and more deeply while you allow that particular scene that you hear, see, or feel to become as strong and powerful as possible. And then discover how much you can play around with it. As you discover how much you can play around with it, perhaps if you are in the sound zone, you can slow that down so that the sound of my voice starts to feel like stretched out taffy. Or you could speed it up and maybe I would sound like I was talking with helium. I don't know. Or perhaps as you hear a thing, your mind can make adjustments so it sounds different or better than it actually did. Maybe your unconscious mind, if you find yourself focused on the way things feel, can make things warmer. What does that mean? Like, what if you're a naturally warm person? You might not want to do that. Maybe you'd want to feel a little bit cold. Maybe you'd allow, if you were cold, to let the blood flow a little bit more quickly to your hands and your feet, and you'd feel yourself warming up. Do you know I read today that an underarm can produce 2 gallons of sweat? I think it was 2, maybe it was 3, in a 24-hour period if the conditions are right. I thought that was kind of fascinating. It was like, where's all that going and how much water do you need to take in? But I think that the idea that we can actually feel warmer or cooler simply by allowing our unconscious mind to adjust what our body is doing is really fascinating. So if you find yourself visualizing something, could you move it closer to you or further away? Could you spin it to the left or to the right? Could you have it hanging in the air right in front of you? Or does it exist somewhere else spatially in your mind? However your brain does it, discover what happens when you play around with those particular things or any that you found yourself thinking of. And then when you've done that, and you've gotten to a place where you know that you can take your main sense, the one that you find yourself most familiar with and most powerfully for you, the one that's most powerful for you, and then add in a second sense. And as you find yourself adjusting the first one, discover if it does anything to the second one. Does it move things around in any way? Does it sound different? Does it feel different? What happens when you bring the second thing in but you adjust the first thing? Does it make it better or worse? Play around with that for a little while. When you've played around with that for a little while, I wonder if then you can realize that it's simple and easy to adjust the second thing too. If you adjust the second thing, does it change the first thing? Or does the first thing have most of the power there? Maybe if you change the second thing a little bit, it only changes the second thing. But explore and play around with that and notice what that's like. And then when you've done that a little bit, and you've made some unconscious notes about what happened, go ahead and add that third thing in, the third sense. If it's appropriate for you to add either sense of smell or sense of taste in at any time, go ahead and do that. For the people that feel, I wonder what it would be like right now if I handed you a cup of coffee. If you could imagine that, I've just handed you a cup of coffee. Would your hands warm up? Maybe it was iced coffee. Would you find yourself cooling down and feeling the wet on the outside of the cup? I wonder if you are a visual person, and you imagined a pocket watch, for example, would you also, as you add things in, begin to hear the sound of the watch's click, or the way the chain of the watch makes noise as it rubs against each other? Or perhaps you could feel the weight of that watch inside. No matter what it is that you find yourself doing, as you gave yourself a little bit of time to play around with those things, discover what happens when you know that your brain has the power to adjust and adapt things. As your brain has the power to adapt and adjust things, even just a little bit, find that you can practice this over and over and over again. Discover how good it feels to practice these things more wonderfully, more easily, more powerfully. Go ahead and give in to the idea that your brain can do these things. If I mention a thing, I am 100% certain that your unconscious mind is capable of making these things happen. Whether or not you've ever thought of them, whether or not anybody you know has ever done them, your brain is capable of doing just about anything that I can mention. When you bring in a third thing, or a fourth, or a fifth, what does that do to everything else? Do you notice at any point in time that you do get controls? Or do you simply need to think about it in order to affect change? Hold on to how good it feels for your unconscious self to just say yes, for you to drop down more and more deeply, and for that to feel fantastic. As you find yourself perhaps getting a little lost in the thing that you find yourself thinking about first, how much better can it get when you have some kind of control over what's going on in your own body and mind? How good can it feel for your unconscious self to even adjust a thing? Do you get excited when you find that you've done a thing? How simple and easy is it? Do you know that when you find yourself going back later and reliving this experiment and playing around with this experience and doing that thing again and again, you'll notice that it gets easier. You'll notice that your capacity to do a thing can lead to your capacity to do just about anything. If it relates to your senses, and you'd like to find yourself feeling, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling something different, your unconscious mind has the power to adjust that. So hold on to how good that feels. Hold on to how different that can be for your unconscious mind to realize that you get to do a thing that maybe somebody else has never thought of. That you get to play around with something in a way that is completely internal, that allows you to feel how much control you can have over what you think, and what you feel, and what you see, and what you hear. When I first went to my very first Nihu, there was a guy there named Buddy, who was the first person I had ever met from the hypnosis community. And he was doing a 101 class that I sat in on. At his 101 class, he asked everyone in the room to imagine biting into a lemon. Maybe you'd see the lemon and notice the yellow color of it, pay attention to the shape of it. Maybe you'd hold it in your hand and feel if it was cold or room temperature. Notice the dimples. Maybe it's a little waxy. To imagine yourself cutting into it and seeing the yellow on the outside and then the white pith of the middle and then all the fruit. Did it have seeds? Can you see each individual cell of the fruit. And then to imagine getting it cut into a little fruit triangle that rocks back and forth. Picking it up and just biting down on it. Do you make one of those funny faces where you grin and it's just bright yellow where your teeth are? Can you taste the bitter of the lemon or the juiciness of it? Has your mouth started to water? I like the taste of lemon, but I like the taste of lime a lot better. In Texas a few years ago, we had a hypno weekend there, and we played around with magic berries. And magic berries adjust your sense of taste fantastically. So if something is sour or bitter, it makes it taste sweet. If it's a hot pepper, it makes it taste not sweet. It adjusts pineapple and cheese and things like that. So I remember taking a bite of lime, and it was almost orgasmic. It tasted so good. A berry can play around with our perception of things. But we can do that on our own as well. We have the capacity to adjust what it is that we take into our mouth. Anything that we don't like could begin to taste like our favorite food. Anything that we do like could taste better, any food at all. We could learn to appreciate the texture of it, the feel of it in our mouth, the smell of it, and how amazingly good it feels as we put it in and take a bite. I just like you to hold on to and acknowledge that there are so many things that we don't know yet. And as we figure out that there are more things that we don't know yet, that we learn that there are more things that we can play around with, that we can research, that we can enjoy doing, even if yesterday we had no idea they existed. So go ahead and drop down more and more deeply into trance right now, while your unconscious mind thinks about the possibilities that you didn't know existed before now, and thinks about the things that you might find yourself wanting to change in the future, and hold on to what it is that you might have discovered about a control space in something that is familiar and tried and true for you. So hold on to that. Find yourself back with us on 10. Eyes open on 8, stretching and feeling so good on 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All the way back.
Thank you for listening.